I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Some good news for Las Cruces Public Schools. The New Mexico Public Education Department reports the district had a 2017 graduation rate of 85.5%. That's the highest rate of any major district in the state and above the 2016 national graduation rate of 84%. The state average in 2017 was much lower, just 71%. Cities along the U.S.-Mexico border are having trouble getting enough fresh water. Fronteras reporter Michelle Marisco has more on a conference addressing the issue this Thursday and Friday.
The Border Water Summit will take place in El Paso, Texas, and will focus on the types of challenges that municipal water agencies face on both sides of the line. Chief among those is water desalination technology, but also the agreements between both countries on the sharing of the Colorado River. Ed Archuleta is Director of Water Initiatives at the University of Texas at El Paso.
I think there's hope that maybe something like that can be applied to the Rio Grande as well.
Both northern Mexico and Texas have been at odds over the border river during a long drought. From Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.
A Flagstaff housing program is putting many of the Navajo Nation's homeless population in their own homes. Here's Fronteras reporter Laurel Morales.
Lee Nyazi has survived living in her car in Phoenix during the hottest days of the summer.
And constantly turn on the AC, and it was using up my gas. I have the sunshade in front and towels hanging up so nobody won't see me. And I make sure I was close to where I can run to the restroom or Circle K, somewhere where I can like wash up.
When her father became sick, she moved to Flagstaff to be near him. He didn't have room for her in his apartment, so she slept in her car again until she found a job. A series of events sent her into a downward spiral. She got hit by a car riding her bike to work and became addicted to alcohol and painkillers. She lost her job and her apartment. A turning point came one night after she overdosed. One of her first steps toward turning her life around was cleaning up her credit and getting her furniture back. So she paid a visit to the landlord who evicted her.
It just was heartbreaking. This, all my stuff was trash. They threw everything in the trash. My pots and pan, my table. Oh, I had a CD collection, too, and my stereo.
Her stuff was gone, but she remained determined to find a new job and home. She was overqualified for the few jobs available, and several weeks passed before she finally landed a payroll specialist position at a new business. Flagstaff's rapid rehousing program set her up with a security deposit at a new place and a case manager who helps keep her housed. So when her landlord handed her a key to her new home, it symbolized something big.
It felt like a whole weight just came off. I felt like, wow, a key. You know? I felt very happy that night when I slept in a bed. I was like, I completely spread out, like, I'm sleeping in a bed.
Yazi, who's Navajo, is one of 700 people in Flagstaff who experience homelessness every day here. 40% are Native American. Ross Altenbaugh is the executive director of Flagstaff Shelter Services and one of the key people who launched this new housing program a year and a half ago.
There are a lot of people with substance issues, especially in a community that's a border town, to another community that doesn't allow alcohol.
In addition to bordering the reservation, Flagstaff's a college town where the cost of living is so high it's hard to find a one-bedroom apartment for less than $1,400 a month.
We have a difficult time housing social workers and teachers and police officers. There is an enormous body of people underneath those folks that need housing too that have nothing close to the resources that those folks have.
Some transitional housing shelters spend as much as $25,000 per person per year. The rapid rehousing program costs much less.
Not only is someone like Lean in her permanent house, but it's costing us much less. On average, we're looking at $3,000 to $4,000 per person. So it's a much more cost-efficient intervention, and it has a much higher success rate.
Research backs this idea that a person is more motivated when they have something they stand to lose. 85% have stayed permanently housed after 1 year, and that beats the national average of 67%. Altenbaugh keeps a whiteboard in her office. Every time a case manager helps someone sign a lease, they put that person's name on the board.
It's a little bit like you're ringing the bell when you sell a car. You know, I get mad at my staff if they don't come in and tell me. I'm like, wait a minute, why isn't that name up here? It's a motivator. Like, you walk in and you see that list and it's like, we need to make sure this person stays housed.
And now, Lean Yazzie's name is up there too.
I feel much better. I feel there's hope. There are times where I felt like I wanted to give up. The times where I cried, and the times where I prayed. I just kept pushing myself.
Now she just has to maintain that. And she says a new home is just the motivation she needs. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.